As I was writing up the rundown for this show, I couldn't help but use the term Mr. Fix-It for this next segment. Ed Rudell is our Mr. Fix-It here. Ed has been publishing Ed's excellent advice, which you can get to, by the way, at our homepage, internetadvisor.net, where he's posted a lot of interesting stuff. But recently, Ed, I noticed that there was an article that came out in CNET, and it was about iFixit, which was a set of tools.
Torx screws, everything, those miniature screws that are in the back of most laptops now. You know, it used to be that you could use like an eyeglass screwdriver and get to things, but then they started using, the torque bits and the torque bits with little pinholes in them and tiny little hex heads.
And then Apple went one step further and they created something called a pentalobe, which is a
five-sided
pointed rounded star, not quite a Torx head type thing, so you can't just use a Torx in it.
No, not unless you use a hammer.
if you do, you wear them out really fast. They're like a one-shot game.
Apple went like five steps further with the iPhone because you can't even open the darn thing.
You know, that's true. A lot of times they're epoxied together or they have little pressure points with plastic little tabs in them where you have to distort the casing in order to pop it loose. It's quite amazing, and I like that toolkit that you found on ZDNet.
Yeah,
and that got me thinking about one I bought at a bookstore of all places 10 years ago, and I was how yellowed it is, and I think I need to upgrade. because when you fix things, you're always looking for tools.
Yeah, and one of the things that struck me about this is the complexity of a number of heads that they have in there.
Right.
And they're just incredible. You know,
incredibly tiny, and I hope they provide a magnifying glass.
Yes.
But how does one get involved in this? Usually, most people know how to use a screwdriver, and these are just very tall or small screwdrivers. But usually it's because of, in my instance, because I didn't have any money. I had to learn how to fix things myself.
Yeah.
And then later on in life, I realized I don't trust other people to fix it unless it's beyond me, or I'm just too darn cheap and I'm not going to pay someone to fix it. That's how I get involved with the plumbing around my house. That's how I get the electrical work, my automotive repairs. I got struts I got to do. I did lower wheel, joint.
Here's the ultimate DIY man.
And YouTube is my friend.
I know why.
And you know what? I should really give back because I'm a consumer and not a creator on YouTube. I used to create technical things about how to configure routers on there. When the wireless first started, I created a number and I put them out there. But, I don't think I want people hearing me cuss when I'm working on automobiles because I'm always busting my knuckles and I have not yet had a car drop on me or anything like that. But I think each one of us got into this business because we're fix-it people. Now, Keston, what do you do that makes you a Mr. Fix-It?
Well, here's my problem. Let's not talk about what makes me fix-it.
Okay.
I've got four places where I keep my main toolkit. In the closet in my bedroom, in the garage, in the basement, and then the place where I can never find it because it's like, where is it? Why is it that my toolkit is always in the location that's furthest from where I need it at the moment?
Well, that's why you have to have four toolkits. And each of
I tried that. But then all my screwdrivers end up in one and all my wrenches end up in another, and they're always in the wrong place.
So. That's right. And that special set you only got one of? Yeah,
you just can't call me Mr. Organize It. Just forget that.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Cal, how about you?
Well, I'm kind of like Ed at one time in my life and still is quite frugal. And if there was a way, if someone had, there are people in my life are two types. There are folks who have things that they sell later on because they no longer want to use them. And there are people who, and this is a small group, but I love this group. This thing stopped working. I just go out and buy another one. Well, what'd you do with the other one?
Yes.
Oh, I don't care. Take it. And you take it home and you open up the back door, you put a new battery in it, and it starts to work again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so through that situation, that's how I started, you know, acquiring things, and I started fixing things. Well, it just worked.
Yep. And I would call that the necessity. Right? Necessity, yes. It breeds either invention, mm-hmm. or just go to the store and buy one.
Now, right? When it comes to fixing computers, especially Apple computers, iFixit.com is the place that I go to.
Oh, really? Okay.
They have teardown guides for darn near everything technology-wise. And we probably should get these guys on a phone, on a show one
that
time.
That would be interesting,
that
yeah.
sort of thing. They'll take an iMac and they'll say, let's see, a lot of times people might want to put a hard drive in it or memory or I need to replace a fan or that sort of thing inside of it. And they give you step-by-step with pictures, tear-down instructions on how to do it. And in some cases, they sell you the special tools to go with it as well.
And that's called iFixit?
iFixit.com.
Awesome.
Do they have a YouTube channel?
You know, I don't think so.
Wow.
That is a surprise. Yeah.
But they have great pictures on how to do everything. Like, for example, I didn't realize till I started dealing deeper into it that they even have some guides on how to fix vacuum cleaners. Like, oh, the belt latch assembly on a Eureka Suction Seal 2.0 pet.
I was wondering about that just last night.
Yeah. And you go there, you click on it, and they've got they'll tell you how difficult the repair is, whether it's easy or difficult. They'll tell you what tools you need, and if they're special tools, they'll sell you those tools. And then it's one step-by-step pictures on how to do everything.
Right. You know, it'd be great as if their difficulty levels were kind of like, you know, the five stars
that's
rating,
the
five
point.
Curse words.
Well, and that's what I call the see it and do it. So a picture's worth a thousand words. So if you see someone and they can show you how to fix something, then you can say to yourself, well, that doesn't look that difficult. I can do that. So that's the see it and I can do it syndrome. And that's what YouTube does. And that's what sites like that do. And that's what teachers and instructors do with children to motivate them and, mm-hmm. and to encourage them. And that's how we all learn the best is once you see it and then do it. And then you can ask questions.
They not only tell you how difficult, whether it's difficult or easy to do, they tell you the number of steps it takes to do it. They tell you the time generally it takes to do it in.
Wow.
And how many sections you have to deal with.
It's like a recipe cookbook.
Yeah.
That's really excellent. It's iFixit.com.
Yep.
And I'm on the site myself. You, what would you like to fix today? And then go anywhere you want.
My dad was a fix-it, but his brother, Marvin, was not a fix-it. And unfortunately, when he passed, we went into his house and we saw exactly what his skills entailed, which was sewer pipes wrapped with duct tape. And instead of using PVC, glue.
Yeah.
No, duct tape. And that was the extent of his fix-it skills. He just did not get it, you know.
Oh, dear.
Every project I have deals in one of two things, WD-40 or duct tape.
Wow. Have you got a duct tape dispenser in your bathroom? And like a toilet paper dispenser? I put one of those in my shed. It's the best thing I've ever put in my shed. An old toilet roll dispenser, and it has duct tape on it.
I love it.
My chin's on the ground, yeah. So I can't respond.
I can very well respond, but it would be kind of rough.
Do you have a duct tape dispenser in your bathroom?
What I meant to say is in your tool room, and that's what I meant
to say. Well, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
I can see myself getting in there. You know,
wax on, wax off.
Yeah.
Get rid of those mustaches.
Don't even go there.
Oh, dear. And on that note, oh, my goodness. We're getting close to wrapping up here. But I love it, Ed, we were talking about this, because there are people out there who listen to us over the years who enjoy taking things apart and fixing them. And love the brotherhood and sisterhood of those who are the Mr. Fix-Its or Ms. Fix-Its.
And if, like, with anything else that's flammable, be careful, or has electrical, make sure it's unplugged. And absolutely, if it has batteries, remove the batteries.
Absolutely.
So,
and thanks for that. If it's heavy, make sure you have a friend to help you pick it up.
That is excellent. We've needed this for a while. And that website that Kel talked about is ifixit.com.
Right.
Ed, thanks so much.
No, you're welcome.
Your help on that.